Blog Talk Radio.
Though the pressures of life seems to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn, God is concerned and is working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change. That marriage that's on the verge of breaking up, although sometimes you have to walk alone. Now you ask yourself, is there a word from the Lord or from the Lord? You need a blessing.
I'm so glad that God cares and he's working it out for you. God has done it before and he'll do it again. God is working it out for you. Thank you, Pastor Shirley Caesar. We took it way back, 1990-something, probably 1991. He is working it out for you. Be encouraged on this Saturday afternoon, knowing that God cares, that he sees all, and he knows all. Isaiah put it this way, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." God is working it out for you. God bless you and good afternoon. We are glad to be here on this Saturday afternoon in the land of the living, for it is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion failed not. It's just another day that the Lord has kept us. Certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you and to you. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors that Global Gospel is on. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. And as you know, we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our number in studio, you can call in at the appointed time, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Certainly, we want you to connect with us on social media. We are on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. If you go to any of our social media pages that I just mentioned, you will be able to see a direct link to each and every episode. That's on Facebook, on Twitter, and Tumblr. In addition, we also have an Instagram page. We want you to connect with us on Instagram as well. That is Global Gospel. And certainly, we want you to know that in addition to being syndicated on Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. If you'd like to connect with Global Gospel, you can reach us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address, globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we do want to hear from you, and you, our listeners. We want to shout out our sponsors on today, MPT Enterprise, Amaris Organics, Grandma Etta's Quilting, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Melanated Beards, and Third Lounge. And certainly, we want you to look for them on our social media pages as well, and certainly, and connect with them. Certainly, they have the product, and certainly, you have the need. So we pray that you are blessed by those particular gifts that each one of those individuals have to share with the world and to the global audience. Well, it's just another day that we are here, thank God, and certainly, we want to shout out our listeners that are listening. Shout out to the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Thompson family, the Stevenson family, the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Hartley family, the Locke family, the Burdell family, the Hernandez family, the Smith family, the Bradley family, the Jones family, the Allen family, the Watson family, the Bowers family, the Latham family, the Wiggins family, the Washington family, the Davis family, the Ugar family, the Robinson family, the Wilson family. We shout out all of you, and certainly if you're listening, make sure you call in and let me know that you are listening, or leave a comment on one of our social media pages or on Blog Talk Radio. Certainly we'll be delighted to shout you out. To those that are listening in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, California, Illinois, Michigan, Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, Sweden, Germany, Poland, France, Spain, Portugal, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Sierra Leone, the Ivory Coast, Ghana, Nigeria, Democratic Republic of Congo, South Africa, Myanmar, South Korea, Japan. We thank God for you, you, and you as well. We pray that something is said on today that is a blessing to each and every one of you. For those of you that have tuned in for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, and it reads on this wise, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." And certainly our message today is to present to you the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the gospel tells about the birth, the life, the death, the burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And certainly we want you to know that Christ came, that he lived and died for your sins, my sins, for the sins of the world. Certainly he came that we might have a right to the tree of life. He came because somebody is down and out, somebody's oppressed, somebody's suicidal, somebody's in a financial need, somebody has a burden that it seems won't be lifted. But we know, as the song says today, he's working it out. And so we want you to be encouraged, because the gospel is comprehensive. It meets every need in your life. If you have a physical need, a spiritual need, a financial need, a healing need, God is there. He knows all. He sees all. He is concerned about you. And certainly we stand on Christ, the solid rock today. And certainly we stand on his word, because his word cannot and it will not fail. And certainly we know that God can do all things but fail. He is my rock. Stay tuned, and certainly we'll be back in a few minutes.
Seasons come and go. Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, and life is filled with pain, falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you. You were faithful in the storm. I was never left alone. Oh, no, 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 no. So in every mountain high, in every valley low, I will trust in you.
Yeah. sinking sand. All other ground, you're sinking sand.
Listening to Global Gospel, we hope that your family and friends have locked on with you by now. And certainly we want you to know that certainly we have a special guest in studio here with us on today, and certainly we are excited and we are delighted to have sharing with us on today. So, without further ado, special guest, how are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
I am well in yourself. I'm glad that you're able to take time out of your busy schedule to share with Global Gospel. For those that didn't quite catch that voice, tell our listeners your name.
This is Cree Mitchell.
Awesome. All right, Cree Mitchell. We are grateful that you're able to share with us on this Saturday afternoon. So, Cree Mitchell, tell our listeners, those that have looked at the headline, they would know. But if they didn't look at the headline, they wouldn't know that Cree Mitchell is here with us today. And certainly, topic for today, lessons learned. And certainly, Cree, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a 28-year-old young woman, and I just, in my lifetime, I just aspire to help out people. That's my passion.
Okay. And where are you a 28-year-old young woman from?
Oh, I am from Long Island, New York.
All right. Strong Island is on air and live. All right.
Yes,
certainly.
Sir.
We thank God that she is representing the island today. Okay. So as we know, life brings us, different situations and different settings. And certainly life is a learning experience. I'm sure you would agree.
Absolutely.
And as you endeavor to help people in life, where did your passion come from to desire to help people?
I believe that God gave me this natural gift to just help people, minister, if you will, and just aspire like the youth. They look up to me a lot, so I just help people when I can and just give advice and help people out whenever I'm needed.
So you find people gravitating towards you from time to time?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
So the first time this happened to you, were you like, why me? Or was it something that you felt on the inside that, no, this is me?
I guess now I know, or throughout the years I learned that this is me. But in the beginning, definitely, I definitely questioned it a lot. I did not understand why people would just come up to me and just talk to me, even like at different jobs when I was younger, just greeting people, like people would just tell me their life story and I didn't even ask.
Wow. And so as people have gravitated towards you, how were you able to connect with them and reach out to them and give them advice? Did somebody impart wisdom into you? Did somebody impart certain knowledge into you? Where did all this advice come from?
Definitely growing up in the church. I grew up in the Little Church of God in Christ. So definitely just having my faith and just being God-fearing. And also my mother, my grandmother, just looking up to them and watching them as I grew up, I just seen how they interacted on a daily basis, and they both have like huge hearts, so I feel like I got that from them.
Actually, it's the grand old church of God. Having a religious foundation, a spiritual foundation, has definitely helped you in your endeavors in life, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. It definitely kept me on the right track. So just moving and navigating through my life journeys, I definitely kept God and gave him all the glory to everything that I've done and how far he has brought me thus far in life.
Awesome. That is awesome testimony. And so we personally, we all, even though we minister to other people, we also have challenges. And so since we talked about a foundation in faith, are there times that you feel like while you're helping other people and you're ministering to other people, giving them advice, are there times that you feel like, okay, my faith is being tested?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like none of us is perfect. So I know that we are all tested in some way, shape, or form, and I am definitely tested all the time. So I definitely just keep my faith strong and continue to move on. But I have been tested before, yes.
And how do we navigate through those tests? What is your advice?
I still have my challenges with that, but I just, like I said, you just got to keep the faith. That's the biggest thing, and just believe in God that he will bring you through, because God is good all the time. So I guess that's just my little piece of advice. Definitely keep the faith.
Awesome. And so being a young woman, as you said, in your 20s, and we know that life has changed while you were growing up, while I was growing up, I'm a little bit older. And so each generation is presented with different challenges. I mean, there's always peer pressure around at any time period or any generation. But certainly it seems that we are moving in a direction where less people have, as you said, that godly foundation. And so society is a lot different place than it once was. And so as you talk to young people, what are some of the things that they encounter that you would say, you know what, I didn't have to deal with that?
I feel like every generation definitely dealt with the same things that has been going on in the world since the beginning of time. When our parents were younger, the generation now, when I was younger, it just depends on the person and how they deal with those challenges. But definitely I feel like the more the world goes on, the challenges get a bit harder to, like, try to, like, navigate through, if that makes sense.
And so your advice to this generation is what exactly?
I feel like to be you, be yourself, and just always remember, like, people are watching even when you don't think they are. So whatever choices are life decisions that you make, you're going to have to stick with that. And living a life of regrets is definitely not, you would not want to do that. So just basically stay true to who you are and don't let anybody pressure you into doing things that you do not want to do just to, you know, fit in or seem cool or things of that nature.
That's so true. Regret is definitely a horrible thing to deal with, and sometimes people just can't get over certain things. They can't forgive themselves for certain things. And I actually, quite a few years ago, I was working in a group home, and I had a conversation with one of the young men in the home, and he had been in the military, and he had seen a lot of things, and certainly he had a lot of personal challenges that he went through. And so he was explaining to me a situation, and he was saying that such and such happened, and I can what I did. I can't get over that. I can never forgive myself. God will never forgive me, blah, blah, blah. And so I explained to them, listen, I mean, I wasn't in ministry at the time, and of course I'm working on a secular job, but I said, listen, there's nothing that you can do that God can't forgive you for. You just have to ask him, be sincere about it. Listen, God knew before you already did it. So, and he knew why you were doing it, and he knew after it was done. God knows all things, and certainly we cannot hide from him. So it is important that we understand, listen, whatever the situation is, you don't have to live in guilt and shame and regret. That's important for our listeners to understand that after we ask God forgiveness or repentance, that it's over. Now, people may never forget what happened, or they may never let you forget what happened, but as far as God's concerned, you do have a clear slate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So another thing that many people have dealt with in this particular season over the past, let's just say, 2 years, is a lot of people have lost family members, whether it be from COVID or other causes, and pandemic, I should say, and now there's other diseases on the rise, and it's always something. And so if someone were to come to you and ask you, well, how do you explain grief and loss, and how would you deal with that? What would you tell that person on today, specifically a young person?
I feel like grief is a heavy pill to swallow. I feel like none of us are ever really ready for grief or the death of a lost one. About 2 years ago, I had lost my grandmother, and that was like the most traumatic loss in my life for me. I definitely am not over it, and I'm still in the grieving process. So it's a challenge. You just take it day by day, and I say don't rush it, because when you rush through it, it could be like a couple years later, and then it'll just come back and just hit you, and you wouldn't even know, because you would think that you were over it, but truly you weren't really over it, because you didn't allow yourself that time to go through whatever you were dealing with. How I would tell somebody how to like deal with that would just basically be allow yourself to feel those feelings. I know definitely when I did lose my grandmother, I did question God. I know that's a bad thing to say, but I definitely did then, because I didn't understand why he took her from my family. But I guess the more time goes on, I guess this world just, you know, it wasn't meant for her to be here anymore. And I guess he needed her more than we did. But it's definitely a lesson that I can grow and learn from. But it's just, grief is a very challenging thing. So, like I said, navigate through it, pray, definitely. Prayer helps a lot. Talking to God a lot helps as well. Yeah.
So, one of the things that you mentioned, you said that you're questioning God. And I think people make it taboo to question God. Me personally, my opinion is that, listen, you can question God. We do have questions for God, things that we don't understand, things that we're concerned about, things that we struggle with, and we just don't understand why or who or when. But the thing is that we have to understand that while we're questioning him, we may not necessarily get an answer. So there's nothing wrong with the question. It's just that you may not get an answer. And certainly we have to find comfort and solace in the fact of knowing that God is sovereign, and he does whatever he wants, how he wants, because he wants to, you know, and it's not up to us to decide things. certainly we, it's not in our understanding. And of course, if it, when it comes to loved ones, we always wish the best for our loved ones, and certainly we would never want them to go through any challenges, and certainly we don't want to see them transition, but it's things that are out of our control. And that may not necessarily be the right thing to say to someone while they're going through a situation, but we have to pray that we all grow to that place in each situation. Because listen, sometimes people don't know what to say, and they say all types of crazy stuff to people when they're grieving.
Right.
And it's just not appropriate. So just don't say anything sometimes, you know.
Absolutely. I definitely got tired of hearing it's going to be okay. So I just, it definitely, because it's not okay in that moment. You know, it's really not okay when you deal with death. It's like, your world, it shuts down, you know, but the rest of the world continues to go. You know, I had like, 3 days from work to grieve, and then I had to go back to work, you know. So in your world, personally, your world does shut down, but the rest of the world around you is continuing to move. So you have to continue to just move on, not forget the person, but move on. But it's just, it's hard. It is very hard.
Make sure you don't get stuck in that space, or stop living in that particular moment or season. And as you said, listen, the world, listen, 3 days, listen, they want you back. They don't care how you feel.
Exactly. Exactly.
They don't care if you stressed out. Listen, work the time clock at work keeps going. The bills keep coming. The world keeps turning. This is your personal grief, your personal season. And it seems insensitive, but listen, as you said, you have to move on. But, you know, just keep it real with yourself. And the good thing is that you're honest when somebody said it's going to be okay. Listen, right now I don't feel that way. So, you know.
Right.
Be gone with that, you know. I don't want to hear that right now. Let me live in my moment and let me get it all out and grieve, because it's a natural response. We're human, you know.
Absolutely. And everybody grieves in different ways, too.
That's true. That's true. That's so true.
So the way I grieve may not be the way you grieve, you know, or the next person. You know, a lot of people find comfort in going back to the gravesite. Me personally, I don't find comfort in that. I still have never been back to my grandmother's gravesite. For me, I feel like if I do visit the gravesite, it'll make it real. Right now it feels like she's on like a long vacation. Like I said, I'm still dealing with the process, so I don't think I've fully come to terms. Like, I know she's transitioned, but like I still didn't come to terms with it. So a lot of things that people find comfort in may not comfort the other person.
Right. And certainly you don't want to put yourself while you're grieving. Certainly you have to maintain reality. You don't want to put yourself in a danger zone where you are forced to relive a situation, because reliving and rehashing a situation isn't necessarily the most healthy thing to do. Now, somebody might think otherwise, but listen, you don't want to play with certain scenarios or with certain spirits that could overpower you. And certainly you don't want to open any doors that do not need to be open. So I think that's very important that we keep that in mind and be realistic even in our place of pain and trauma. Well, so, listeners, today our special guest here in studio with us is Cree Mitchell, and certainly she is out there helping other young people, helping family members, and helping friends. And our number in studio is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. If you want to give us a shout-out, we are going to take a brief break, and certainly when we come back, we're going to talk a little more with Cree, And we give you, our listeners, the opportunity to call in as well. Lessons learned with Cree Mitchell. We're going to break. Never give up. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Decision that can change the world. Trapped inside an ordinary girl. She looks just like me. Too afraid to dream. Loud. And though it's simple, your idea, it won't make sense to everybody. You need courage now if you're gonna persevere.
Number in studio is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800, and we want to want you to give us a shout out. We have a few callers on the line. Okay, our first caller is online. God bless you. How are you today?
God bless you. Is it Reverend Lamar?
Yes, it is.
Good afternoon, Reverend Lamar. This is Yvette Walker. How are you doing, sir?
I'm well and yourself, Yvette Walker. Tell us where you're from.
I'm awesome. Thank you so much for asking. I just called to call in and support my niece, Lucretia Mitchell, that is there as your guest this afternoon.
Oh, certainly. We are glad that you took time out of your schedule to support today.
Sir, I definitely. I pulled over from work. I'm so excited for her. And I just wanted to let you know, Cree Auntie's here to support. I'm listening. You know, Reverend Lamar,
thank
is just something
auntie.
That you use. You're welcome, baby. I'm so proud of you. She's my second oldest niece, Reverend Lamar. And, you know, the questions are so profound because it's so needed today for the young people to hear it coming from another young person. And I really commend you for having her on the show and her being so candid and honest with her responses.
Awesome. Blessing to you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I definitely don't want to hold your line. Again, I just wanted to commend and definitely support the show. She'll keep me posted, and we'll definitely be tuning in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Auntie.
God bless. You know it.
All right. Okay, we have another caller.
Yes, good afternoon, Reverend.
Good afternoon.
Yes,
how are you?
This is Franz Brickwood. I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you. I'm a good friend of the family. And I just want to say I'm so proud of Cree and the fact that she has the strength to share, you know, her experience with other young people. This is very hard. It's a very hard thing to do, to share your own experience. So I'm very proud of her. And this is something as a whole we need right now in this universe, in this world, is for young people to share, especially with positive experiences and positive thoughts with others. So God bless you, Cree. Love you. Thank you very much, Reverend.
Love you too.
God bless you. Thank you for sharing with us this afternoon.
Thanks.
Okay. Listeners, our number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. We have another caller. Good afternoon, caller. How are you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. I'm one of the young people that Cree speaks to. She gives me advice on Mondays. She sends me rule numbers, and they help me so much throughout life. I've been on my own for a year, and she's really guided me. So I'm just so proud to hear her on radio right now.
Awesome.
Thank you, Liz.
And she said she sends, what does she send you on Mondays?
Rule numbers. It's advice she gives me on Mondays to start my week off.
Okay, rule numbers. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. All right, thank you for sharing with us.
No problem.
Okay. 619-924-0800 is our number and studio on today. Cree Mitchell is here with us. Would you like to explain to us rule numbers?
So basically, growing up, I was the oldest sibling, so I never really had an older sibling to guide me throughout life. I wish I did, so I decided to be that guiding force for other young people who either didn't have an older sibling that present in their life, just being someone for them that I wanted someone to be for me. So I created this thing to where I write in my notes, and it's just like a daily thing that I send all of my young little cousins or little sisters, and I send it to them on every Monday, and it's just like life lessons, basically, things that I've went through and that I've learned and things that I wish I knew back then. So I know that they're experiencing everything that I've experienced and throughout their journey. So basically I just send them, it could be like quotes or sentences or just a paragraph on how to tackle something that they may be going through in their life at the moment.
Awesome. Okay, that's cool. And how did you come about that? Rule numbers. Sorry.
I don't know. I just thought about it myself, and I just started doing that because I know just sometimes when you're experiencing things, you may feel alone. You may feel like nobody understands what you're going through, and I'm able to relate to them so well because I've been through most of the things that they've been through. So if I can just be that positive light helping them or guiding them throughout their journey, I definitely would love to be there and love to help them. I love to help. So, and I love and I'm very, really proud of all my little cousins and little siblings and just how they're growing up.
Awesome. That is great that you're being an example. So I'm going to say it here for all our listeners. Listen, rule numbers coming somewhere near you soon. Okay. So
look
to hear more about that in the future. And certainly I'm sure you're going to work on that and pray about that. And our listeners will hear more from you. All right.
Thank you.
Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. So I know a few people called in to give you a shout out, Cree. Who would you like to shout out on this Saturday afternoon?
Definitely everybody who tuned in to listen to me. I appreciate you guys' support. I appreciate your love. Definitely shout out my mom. She's listening in. I would like to shout out my little cousins. I would like to shout out any of my male friends that are listening. And just like I said, anybody who is supporting me and who has been there throughout my journey and still continues to be there for me throughout my journey in life.
Okay. All right. All right. So once again, our number in studio is 619-924-0800. If you have a shout out, if you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have a concern, you still have a few minutes that you can reach out to us here on Global Gospel. And so as we journey through this life and as you continue to give young people advice, and we know that in some places people, young people have already gone back to school, and in other cases we are preparing to go back to school. And so what would your advice be to the young people that are headed back to the school year 2022-23 school year? We have another caller. Let me take this caller first, and then we'll come back and answer that question. Caller? Hello, caller? Caller?
I'm just listening in.
Okay, just listening in. Okay, okay. Okay, as we go into the 2022-2023 school year, your advice from Cree Mitchell.
Do not give up. It gets hard. School is very hard. I myself am going back to school to receive my sociology degree, and it is hard when you are dealing with school and then you're just juggling with everything in life. It gets challenging, but I tell everybody not to listen to the naysayers, because there are going to be people that are telling you that, oh, you've been in school for X amount of years. Why haven't you did this? Why haven't you did that? They'll compare you to other people who have done it faster than you or who have done it differently than you. But I say, stay true to who you are and definitely do not believe what they say. None of the negativity, don't let it set in. Just stay strong and study hard and just be all you can be. I have a best friend. She's going back to school. She's going to be a nurse. She's doing amazing. Shout outs to her, Chelsea. I also have another little sister, two little sisters. They are both going to school, one to be a PA and another one to be a nurse, and they are doing amazing. So I'm super duper proud of them. But yeah, just definitely stay strong and just believe in yourself, because it does get hard.
Awesome. It sounds like you're surrounded by healthcare professionals.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so they'll take care of the physical need. You'll take care of the emotional side of things. And certainly.
Yes, sir. And the mental health, definitely the mental health.
Mental health, which is something that probably has gained a lot of attention in recent history, because there are so many people with issues. Not that mental health hasn't always been an issue. I think the awareness has changed. Would you agree?
Yes, I agree heavily, because in the Black and brown communities, mental health is definitely frowned upon. People would think you were crazy for seeking therapy, but now I feel like it is so needed today.
Yes, so true. And you know what it is? I was talking to someone the other day, and they said to me, listen, sometimes you just have to talk it out. And so that's what it seems like you're doing with people. Sometimes people just need a listening ear. Sometimes they listen. We all have a relationship with God. We pray, we talk to God, but sometimes you just need that human touch. Somebody to tell you, listen, make a left turn at the end of the block, make a right turn at the end of the block. Listen, there's, information over here, there's information over there, there's food over here, there's food over there, there's financial assistance over here, over there. Sometimes you just need to talk out your situation. They may not even give you any advice, but if you hear yourself say something, things will make sense, right?
Absolutely.
So we encourage everyone that's listening, listen, find somebody to talk to, seek counsel. Find someone to give you not only good advice, but to give you godly advice, somebody to share wisdom with you. Because, listen, all advice is not godly. Listen, sometimes you can talk to people and it will encourage you to do the wrong thing or to say the
Absolutely.
Wrong thing. So we have to be mindful as you go back to school, young people, friends. Tell them about friends.
I feel like friends are important. I feel like as long as you have a solid friend in your corner, life is just a little bit more better. Because sometimes friends do become family. I have a couple of female friends in my corner. Chelsea, Essence, Kiani, and Chantel. They definitely do help me with just expressing myself or just having girl talk. That's always necessary in this life. So I definitely do feel like friends are important, but sometimes you do get the wrong friends, friends that are preying on your downfall, friends who are jealous or envious of you, and those are the friends that you have to weed out and not be a part of because that is toxic, and you don't need negativity in your life.
That's true. No negativity. All right, we have another caller.
Absolutely.
Caller?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Prophetess Rosa Stevens. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, we can.
Okay, God bless you on this evening and your yet special guest. I just wanted to encourage her in the Lord. I thank God for the work that she's doing, and I pray God's anointing would rest upon her, and that she go in the way of the Lord, that the Lord will continuously bless her and lift her up and cause her even the more, you know, to be in a place that she can minister to those young. But, you know, even ministering to the young, there's going to be time they're going to get old. But nevertheless, stay faithful to who you are. Believe the report of the Lord, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all that you can even ask or think. You've been chosen to do the work. Do it as unto the Lord and not unto man. And don't look for man to say amen, but do it as unto the Lord. And believe God, because he knows exactly what you need in this last and evil day. Continue on in the way of the Lord. And may the Lord God bless you and keep you and continue to keep his hands upon you, and that you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. God bless you, Reverend Mama, and your guests as well.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Prophetess Stevenson. Certainly, you received that. Our number in studio.
Yes.
We have a few minutes. Just a few minutes. 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Certainly, we thank you, Kareem Mitchell, for sharing with us on today. Lessons learned. We thank you. Or for all those that called in and shared with us in this hour, family and friends and ministry partners, we thank God for you. Thank God for our PR person, Marlon, MPT Enterprise. Thank you. And certainly we pray that all of our listeners have been blessed. And certainly we want those to know that if you perhaps missed any part of this episode, that you can listen again at the conclusion of this hour on Block Talk Radio, and you can also listen on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Look for Global Gospel, look for Kareem Mitchell, look for Lessons Learned, and certainly that is where you will find us. Kareem, what are your closing remarks for today?
I definitely would like to thank you for the opportunity to come on to your amazing show and share everything that I had to say today.
Awesome.
Oh, I definitely would like to add, I definitely am coming out with a podcast. I don't know when, but it's in the making. So definitely I would like to have everybody look out for that.
Awesome. So, listeners, there it is. We want you to look out for the podcast and tell our listeners how they can connect with you on social media as well.
You guys can connect with me on Instagram, ultimate.native with two E's at the end. I guess they can reach out to me there. I don't really use Facebook, so I don't have a Facebook.
Okay. Well, when... when the podcast comes out, certainly we will let our listeners know as well how they can connect with you on that particular platform, whatever the platform is. And certainly we'll be in contact again, and we will have you share with us again sometimes in the future and partner with us as well. Again, we thank God for all of our listeners around the world that have shared with us on today. And if you have nothing else that you, we have another caller. Caller, God bless you. Caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm here. I'm good.
Who's calling?
This is Veronica, Ronnie. This is Aunt Ronnie.
All right, Aunt Ronnie.
Hi, Auntie.
Hey, Cree. I totally forgot. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, you can whole episode at 2 o'clock.
Oh.
Make sure.
Okay.
All right. But certainly we appreciate you sharing with us, and this has been an awesome hour. Tell us where you calling from.
Thank you for calling in, Auntie.
Yeah, absolutely. From North Carolina. I'm in Charlotte.
All right, Charlotte, the Queen City. All right.
Yeah, the Queen City. I'm originally from New York, but I live in Charlotte.
I'm sure half of Charlotte is originally from New York.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it is.
Okay, all right. Thank you for sharing.
Okay, absolutely. So what do I do? How do I listen to the episode? Just call back in at 2?
Oh, Creole will explain it to you.
All right.
You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com /global-gospel.
Yes. All right. Got it.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
All right.
All right. Tell us again who you are, Cree.
I am Cree Mitchell, and this is Global Gospel.
Awesome, awesome. Again, we thank you, all of our listeners, for sharing. We want you to join us next Saturday, if the Lord says the same, 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Block Talk Radio, on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, on Google Play. And certainly we pray God's continued blessings on your life and your ministry, and certainly on all of our listeners. And certainly we're going to accept what the prophet has said. And certainly we're going to conclude with Brian Courtney Wilson says, always peace. And certainly that is our prayer for our listeners today, that God would grant you peace. Peace in your body, in your mind, in your soul, and your spirit, and certainly that you prosper and be in health, even as our soul shall prosper. The Bible says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. So as we conclude today, we thank you all for sharing with Global Gospel. Always peace. Brian Courtney Wilson, until we meet again, God bless you. And keep you is our prayer.
Mercy and peace. And may we always find more room around God's peace. There is complete rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed. From the cares of this world, for every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and I pray you receive that tonight. and may you always fight for over our God's feet with every complete rest from the day. We ought to rest tonight for every woman, man, boy, and girl. I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace. No matter the highs and the lows, the seasons of the night may bring, I pray the Spirit of God is revealed and leads us to great and marvelous things. Whether we stay standing side by side, or circumstance determines our goodbye, I pray we are blessed, blessed in the city,
I pray we are blessed,
blessed in the city,
I pray we are blessed with God's grace,
mercy. I can see it on you too. I receive it, and I believe I can see it on you too.
I receive it, and I believe I can see it on you too.
I receive it. And I believe I can see it on you. Let's take our time tonight, so we don't miss anybody who needs His grace and mercy. Grace, mercy, and peace. I believe I can see it on you. Oh, grace, mercy, and peace.
Man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed.